This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play B-Migs.
B-Migs, don't be a loser. B-Migs, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Migs? I know Don from Gig Harbor is. Don, are you there?
I'm here.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Don has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
When it comes to freeways, what does the I stand for in I-90?
Interstate.
Correct. Which company invented the pumpkin spice latte?
Starbucks.
Yes. Who will be headlining the 2025 Super Bowl halftime show?
Oh, I don't know. Pass.
Crossroads of America is the official motto of what U.S. state?
Repeat.
Crossroads of America is the official motto of what U.S. state?
Pass.
What late actor co-starred alongside Zac Efron on the comedy 17 Again?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. Chandler Bing. Nick Perry.
Yes. What kind of alcohol is in a Kentucky Mule?
Vodka.
No.
Kentucky Mule. Kentucky Bourbon.
Correct. The man with the yellow hat is famously known for being in what book and TV series?
George.
Yes. What cosmetics company slogan is because you're worth it?
Maybelline?
No.
L'Oreal?
Correct. Which is the only body part that is fully grown from birth?
Pass.
Monster energy drink was first released in what early 2000s year?
2002?
Yes!
Yay!
Don, you got 7 correct.
Ooh, I think there's some promise here.
Ooh, and you got to all 10 questions.
Yeah.
So a solid 70%. It doesn't sound that good, but yeah, I have faith.
Don, he's our man. If he can't do it, Steve probably can.
Oh!
But not this time, not this time.
Busting out the old cheerleading chops over there, T-Dog, huh?
Steve, are you ready?
Yes!
When it comes to freeways, what does the I stand for in I-90?
Interstate.
Yeah. Which company invented the pumpkin spice latte?
I'm going to have to get Starbucks.
Yes. Who will be headlining the 2025 Super Bowl halftime show?
Oh, he's not like us. Kendrick Lamar.
I love that you did that. Yes. Crossroads of America is the official motto of what U.S. state?
Crossroads of America. Minnesota?
No.
North Dakota?
No.
Wisconsin?
No. What late actor co-starred alongside Zac Efron on the comedy 17 Again?
Aye. Oh, what's her name? Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
No.
I don't know. Pass.
What kind of alcohol is in a Kentucky Mule?
Bourbon?
Correct. The man with the yellow hat is famously known for being in what book or TV series?
Tatum loves it. Curious George.
Yes. What cosmetics company slogan is because you're worth it?
OnlyFans.
No.
I don't know. Maybelline?
No.
L'Oreal?
You do know, yes. Which is the only body part that is fully grown from birth?
Teeth?
No.
Brain?
No.
Eyes.
Yes.
Come on.
And with that, Steve, you got seven correct, which is a tie, 7-7.
Great game, Don.
Yeah, we're tied at, I think I got a 2-1-2 record with you.
Well, see you next time.
Yeah.
Crossroads of America is the official motto of what U.S. state?
No clue.
Indiana.
Indiana.
Danny would not have known. One that he got correct. What late actor co-starred alongside Zac Efron in 17 again? You were thinking a woman. It's a male. And he was in Friends.
Oh, David. Not David. Matthew Perry.
There we go.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, that's right. That was like a Freaky Friday, wasn't it? Like kind of like concept where they like swap bodies or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was a great movie.
It was pretty good.
I'm so impressed that you knew the eye. The eyeball is the only thing that stays. Isn't that trippy to think about?
Yeah.
Like you look at your kid now and you're like,
those eyes are going to stay the same size.
That,
I think that's part of why they look so adorable, because their eyes are so big.
They got their big eyes.
Yeah.
And then one you didn't get to, Monster Energy Drink, was first released in what early 2000s year?
2001, 2002.
There you go. Okay. If you got to that question, you would have won.
Yeah.
Too bad.
So sad.
Check out the new Daily Migs t-shirt. It is available in the Rock Shop. And if you grew up a fan of Beavis and Butthead, you are going to love this.
Diarrhea, cha-cha-cha. Diarrhea, cha-cha-cha.
Big thank you to Justin Hunt. He is the artist who made the design possible. And you can head to KISW.com to get your hands on one today. Now, over the weekend, I was at Bike MS.
I'm glad you're bringing this up, because we did get a text message. And I don't know the answer, and I'm kind of curious. The texter said, can we address the major question for this morning? How is Taryn Daly's no-no part?
Well, we will find out about that, plus how we did raising money for the National MS Society after Nirvana.
The Daily Mix Show.
Over the weekend, there were a whole ton of cyclists up in Skagit County, Whatcom County, Island County for Bike MS. All the counties.
All the counties.
So many. I mean, it was a beautiful weekend. The weather was great.
It
the
was.
Ride was awesome. And we just had an absolute blast. And I just want to say thank you to everybody who has supported the KISW team. We have raised over $18,000. I would love to see us hit $20,000, though. So if anybody wants to, you know, help us get there, you can go to KISW.com for more info. But
obviously
our team,
it hits you near and dear to your heart because your mom suffers from MS.
Yes, my mom has MS. She's been dealing with that for about a decade and a half or so. And it's wild to get together with so many people that are dealing with the same disease, but so many different versions of it.
Different ways and different family members. I can only imagine.
Oh, yeah. But it's just nice to get together and, like, you know, have a weekend full of emotions and fun and drinking beer. And it was just a great weekend all around.
And we have some audio from it, huh?
We do have some audio from it, Steve Miggs. Okay, friends, I'm hanging out with my friend Dick from Crucible Brewing. This is his first year really, really riding in Bike MS. I mean, you've been part of the team, but you had some injuries. This is your first year that you rode on the route. The question is, how is your no-no zone?
Oh, the no-no zone hurts a lot. Right now, after 60 miles yesterday and another 27 today, I am hurting.
So what is the remedy for a busted no-no zone?
Crucible beer.
Oh, yeah, baby. Let's get some.
So I'm starting to realize that this is just a reason for you to drink while also raising money for a great cause.
He literally showed up with a cooler with five cases of beer in it.
Whoa.
There were only 13 of us that rode this weekend. I'm like, we are never going to drink all this.
So to go back to the texter, I was wondering, how is your... I feel weird even asking. Sarah, can you ask that?
It was literally the first thing I asked when she walked in this morning.
It was.
I was like, Taryn, I don't want to know how you're doing, how you're feeling. I just want to know how the no-no zone is.
Honestly, I was feeling... My legs felt good. Everything was fine. And then yesterday, I jumped back on my bike to ride day two, and I was like, oh no.
Grabbing my ding ding.
It was not good.
My ding ding.
It was not good.
No.
But today I feel better today than I did yesterday, but it was definitely a painful situation. Day two has just come to a close, my friends, and there were, what, six of us today that rode?
Six of us, yeah.
But only two of us were on a tandem bike, and that was you guys, Phil and Laura. How was your first Bike MS on a tandem bike?
So, you know, one of those ones that have, like, tandem bike, duh, like the two seats.
Yes, and they have a vintage one. It's like from the 80s,
awesome.
So it looks really cool. Yeah, it was dope.
It was incredible. We had a blast.
And what is it like being in the rear when you have to sit with Phil in the front? Does he have any flatulence issues to speak of?
I think you got a text message.
I got a text.
Okay.
No, he does not eat beans because it's a texture thing for him. So that's lucky for me.
Well, it's more than just beans that'll give you the farts, I'll tell you. Ask my wife.
It's all the things for Steve.
Pretty much anything I eat.
And how did it feel taking the lead on the tandem?
Taking the lead or carrying the load? I can be interpreted by...
But no, it was good. It's actually a lot of fun. It's a lot more fun than you think.
Oh, Taryn Daly, breaking up relationships, asking these kind of questions.
The hard-hitting questions. All right, so I'm hanging out with Andrew, who is part of Team Expeditors. How much money did you guys raise this year?
We're at $92,000, almost to $93,000 on our 16th year.
What?
Yeah.
Wow. Nearly $100,000 raised from his team?
Yep.
That's amazing.
They're insane. Okay. Well, KISW, we have like almost $18,000, so we're literally like nipping at your heels right now.
You guys are doing awesome. A community team, we're a corporate team. There's a difference there, and you guys are killing it for a community team. And we very much appreciate everything that you and your family are doing to help end this disease.
You know it, baby. And the thing I really wanted to ask is, you've got sons. You have twins that are 12 years old, and they got to actually physically ride in the event this year because they are 12. How was their experience?
They had a great time. They were a little nervous because they've been watching the Tour de France this year, and they thought the start was going to be that big cluster race of sprint. And they were very relieved when it was just a casual ride out.
I honestly would have thought the exact same thing. I thought you all like lined up at the same time and just went bonkers.
They kind of release them one team at a time. It's not too crazy. We get spread out. It's nice.
It's not really a race. It's more just raise money. Yes, gotcha. Yes.
They knocked out 33 miles with their mom. Nice. They made the Deception Pass, and they said they were done.
Well, the fact that you're connecting the next generation with such an important event, thank you for bringing the kids into this awesome experience.
We got to always bring the next generation of people into the fundraising and community support aspect of life. The most important thing you can do with your time is to give it to somebody else, and they are well on their way to learning that aspect of community and being a part of this family, so I'm very excited.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
I'm teaching my kid how to leave daddy alone when he's on his cell phone. Here, this guy's doing something really nice.
Very noble.
$90,000. That guy is awesome.
They were wild. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I'm so excited because I'm hanging out with Isabel, who works for the amazing National MS Society. Isabel, this has been an awesome weekend. Can you tell our listeners how much money this event has raised? The Bike MS Deception Pass Classic, celebrating 30 years.
As of today, we have raised over $1.5 million this year for the MS Society.
That is so insane, and I'm so proud. Even like our team, I feel like, stepped up this year. I think we're over $18,000. We've never raised this much.
Oh, it's been
great. She was just like, yeah, but not as good as Andrew's team.
Yeah, not as good as Andrew's team. Not even close.
Him and his kids got like $90,000 there, like, buddy.
Oh, $18,000. That's so cute.
That's adorable.
It's been incredible. We've seen so many teams have absolute banner years with their fundraising, including KISW. It's been so inspiring to watch you guys all.
Well, thank you, Isabel. Thank you to the entire MS Society staff. You guys are the absolute greatest, and we'll see you next year.
Oh, thank you, Taryn, and to the KISW team. We love you guys.
That's awesome.
They're the best. We love that team. Now, Linkin Park has announced they have a new lead singer. We knew it was coming, but also a new record coming out.
Yes.
There's a new tour.
Hell yeah.
Many people are crazy excited about this, but as a shocker, some people are not so excited.
Crazy pissed.
So we're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Linkin Park is back, and they are back with a new singer. Her name is Emily Armstrong, and she is from the band Dead Sarah.
Which I did not even expect that. I didn't even know she was on the radar, and I'm a fan of Dead Sarah. I love that band. Like, I think they're really, really good, but I would have never thought, oh, that has a Linkin Park vibe. They don't have that kind of a sound.
Totally different.
Yeah.
So they performed a concert that streamed online to kind of introduce her to all of the fans across the world, and they also debuted a new song. This is The Emptiness Machine.
I love the song.
I do too.
I'm pretty fired up about her being the lead singer. And I watched the live performance. I'd say like 90% of it, she nailed it. The other 10%, I'm going to chalk it up to nerves. And also, nobody's ever going to sound like Chester on some of those songs.
Nope.
It's just, that's just way too high of a bar to set. But I thought, all in all, I was very entertained and excited for this new version of Linkin Park, for sure.
They've got a new record called From Zero, due out November 15th. And many are happy to see them back, like you and I, Steve, while others not so much. So we will go straight to the comments.
Yep, we sent a couple of these posts to our production director, Jason, and said, hey, pick out some of your favorite comments. Reenact them however you want, just to illustrate how people get worked up over sometimes the dumbest stuff. Because at the end of the day, if you don't like this, you just don't need to listen to it. You can just move on with your life. You don't need to be a Linkin Park fan anymore. Like, that's my same argument with Alice in Chains. But for those of us that would like to see the band continue, I'm excited.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so here's our first comment.
So let's see. It's a new drummer, a new guitarist, and a new singer. Is it even Linkin Park anymore?
Yes.
I mean, do you not know how bands work? I mean, lots of bands get new members all the time. I mean, I'm not saying that that's like you'd like to see the original members stick together, but more often than not, someone always leaves. And so the drummer, I don't think he ever really wanted to like do it again after Chester passed. I don't think it had anything to do with, he kind of has been distancing himself over the last few years. The guitarist just doesn't want to tour. He's still in the band.
Yes.
So he's recording and writing with the band, but apparently even like, I think Mike from the band was just like, yeah, he just doesn't like loud noises, which is kind of weird when you're in, because he was the guy that wore those crazy big headphones that would block out all the sound.
Oh, yeah.
And I think he would have his music mixed at a lower level, even in live performances, because like the loud sounds were too much for him.
Sure.
So he just doesn't want to go on tour anymore, but he's still in the band. And well, the other member died.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do?
You're going to continue on.
Only three of the six members are still there. Off. You greedy assholes. You can't have my money. There. I said it.
Wow.
Don't give them your money.
How are they going to survive as a band without that guy's money?
They should just call it quits.
Chester would not have wanted this. You are disrespecting his legacy.
Sure, because you're best friends with Chester.
Right, like, why do you get to speak for him?
And also his wife apparently was commenting and like giving nothing but lots of love to Emily and excited about this.
I saw she posted a fire emoji.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that says it right there.
Yep.
Tell you what. She's hot.
Well, I mean, not wrong, but I don't think that's really...
She is.
Okay, I mean, thanks, buddy.
I hope none of you ever want to find happiness after an unthinkable tragic day. And if you do, I hope Johnny Bunch of Numbers finds you online to tell you to off... So you know how it feels. This is why I hate the internet.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you on that one. There's a lot of people also just like going off about, I guess, like her connection with Danny Masterson. They were calling her like a rape apologist because she's friends with him and showed up originally. And it's like, I mean, it was like she didn't even have a chance to respond. And I don't know everything that's going on. And I think it's funny how the witch hunt starts without other people not knowing what's going on. But they're all like losing their mind about that. And then she eventually put up like a statement that just said, look, That was my friend. I didn't realize it. I'm paraphrasing, but basically, that was my friend. I didn't know, and he was found guilty, and I haven't had any contact with him since.
Yeah.
And then, of course, that still wasn't good enough. Someone's like, well, I noticed that you just unfriended him on social media yesterday. And it's like, man, we have a lot of free time if we're paying attention to who's following who. And also, apparently, she's like had like 6 posts over the last 6 years, so I don't think she's very active on social media, but... Yeah, you know, and the Scientology thing. I don't know if you heard about that.
No.
She's a Scientologist, apparently, and that was pissing people off.
Oh my gosh.
I was just like, man, I don't understand, man. Like, I don't have that kind of time. I just want to play with my kid and listen to music that I like. I'm not going to be losing my mind over people and whatever they're doing, as long as they're not hurting anyone. But, I mean, I don't know the whole backstory, and I don't think anybody really does, but of course, people on social media are acting like they do.
Yeah, that's enough social media for today.
It was crazy, dude. It was like, it was entertaining as an outsider to watch, like, how excited people were. And then when they found out that information, it was just like, oh my gosh, it's a full-on witch hunt.
Oh boy.
And then she finally, she addressed it, like, the next day.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure, like, she wasn't really keeping up on everything. And finally, people are like, you know, you're getting kind of, like, destroyed on social media because of the Danny Masterson stuff. And then she put up something, and people were like, that wasn't a good enough apology. And some people were like, well, she wasn't really apologizing. She was just saying that was her friend, and she didn't know the facts, and she supported him until, well, she stopped supporting him.
Well, welcome back, Linkin Park, and welcome, Emily.
Yeah, welcome to the internet.
The halftime show is set, Rockaholics. Plus, Tom Brady made his debut as an announcer. We're going to tell you what's trending after Linkin Park.
The Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, as you recover from the weekend and get your day going, you're probably trying to sift through the wild world of pop culture, and we are here to help you with that as we tell you what's trending.
What's trending? On the Daily Mix Show.
Kendrick Lamar will headline the Super Bowl halftime show, and that is happening on February 9th at Caesars Superdome in New Orleans.
I'm not watching it now. I'm done. I'm a Drake guy, so I'm not going to watch it.
Oh, we're picking sides already?
I mean, aren't we supposed to? Isn't that how the internet works?
I guess so. The show is sponsored by Apple Music, and it will air on Fox. Here is his announcement.
My name is Kendrick Lamar, and I'll be performing at Super Bowl 59. Will you be pulling up? I hope so. You know it's only one opportunity to win a championship. No round twos. Let's get it. Boom! I won't want you to miss it.
No, I first wasn't paying attention. I was listening. I was like, is he shooting a gun? And then I realized, oh, no, he's standing in front of one of those football thrower things.
Oh.
So just kind of give a context for those that are listening. Like, you know, like those things that they use at practice where it's
sure.
Like you put the ball in there and it just flings the football out there, flies it out there. That's what he's saying.
Nice.
I was like, because I'm like, first I looked up, I'm like, what are we doing? What's going on here?
I won't want you to miss it. Meet me in New Orleans, February 9th, 2025. Wear your best dress, too, even if you're watching from home. Let's go.
Again, it sounds like a gun going on.
It really does.
Yeah, I'm going to be wearing my pajamas, probably. I'm sorry. I'm not going to get dressed up. I'm going to watch Super Bowl in my house.
Definitely.
Yeah. Although Sarah's talking about wanting to go to New Orleans, or as he says, New Orleans. I'm not sure which is the right way.
Dude, it's going to be popping
off. It's going to be crazy.
New Orleans is fun in general, then with the Super Bowl, and now Kendrick is headlining. It's going to be insane.
You should send Sarah.
Well, I mean,
I would love that.
By saying send Sarah, does that mean we have to pay for it? Because,
yes.
I mean, she can go. I
do a little crowdfunding.
You know, yeah. I'll get me down there, and I'll somehow try to get in, or I'll get arrested either way.
Or both. Hey, speaking of football, though, Tom Brady made his big, highly anticipated debut as a broadcaster for Fox Sports. I didn't watch the game. It was the Browns versus the Cowboys game. Did anybody watch it?
No. Nope.
Okay, I did see some people were, like, not happy with the level of enthusiasm that he had. But we do have the moment where Kevin Burkhardt, which is the guy that he's doing the broadcast with, announced Tom as being his guy that's going to be the dude in the booth.
It is America's Game of the Week on a gorgeous Sunday afternoon from Cleveland, and a beauty in this week one. The NFL on Fox is back with the Cowboys taking on the Browns, and we say welcome to the broadcast booth. He's Tom Brady, and I'm Kevin Burkhardt, and you're a broadcaster. How about that?
We're here. It's been quite a journey, but I love being your partner.
I'm excited as well. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Which is weird because Giselle then said that he never said that to me.
Oh,
no, I'm kidding. She didn't say that. That was just a bad joke.
Sir, how about that?
We're here. It's been quite a journey, but I love being your partner.
I bet you do. For 10 years, $375 million.
Ooh,
that's what he's getting paid. So some people are like, he better up the enthusiasm if he's going to get paid that much.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, speaking of big dollars, Beetlejuice made $110 million on its opening weekend.
Dan, did you go?
I didn't.
You're the guy.
I did, yeah. No, we didn't go after all.
Do you plan on going?
We'll see.
Well, there's a ringing endorsement for something that you were so excited to go check out.
I know. You know, honestly, I kind of got like some social anxiety thinking about going to the theaters and having the movie ruined for me. So I was like, you know what? I think I might just wait till it comes out on demand.
For real?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, I almost had like a little mini panic attack. We had tickets and everything, and we just didn't use them.
Wait, are you fearful that you're there and then people are going to make the experience bad for you?
I really don't like movie theaters, Steve.
Not like movie theater popcorn?
No. Not really. And popcorn's fine, but I'll just eat it at home.
I really don't know what to say. Yeah.
But you did get your Halloween costumes.
I did. Yeah, we did get the Beetlejuice Halloween costume. So, you know what? We contributed it to some way.
What? You have to see the movie to be able to dress up like them. I'm just saying.
Eventually.
So is the anxiety of not going to the movies, is it just being around people? I mean, because I do know some people that have had issues ever since, like, awful things have happened at movie theaters, obviously. And so there's some people that are still don't want to even put themselves in that situation, which I respect.
I just don't like sitting next to people like for an entire movie when people are just talking, and especially opening weekend. No, it's even worse in the middle of the day because that's when all the little kids go.
Oh, you don't want to be
that aren't
kids
in school, and I'm just like, you know what? This is too much for me.
I love going to movies.
Yeah.
I think it's mainly because I love having movie theater popcorn.
So, when was the last time you went to a movie in a movie theater, Steve?
It's like 5 or 6 years ago.
That was about the break that I had taken. I hadn't been in forever until we went to Cocaine Bear. And that was even a couple years ago now.
Just because I haven't gone to a movie doesn't mean I don't love going to movies.
I love he's just throwing shade at Danny. Well, let's throw some shade at Steve and get somebody that can beat him this morning, because I would love that. He's currently 254 wins, 73 losses, and 44 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 850.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.